Beloved dear nephew, Mr. Iraj Eghrari, Iraj Roberto Eghrari, who is a resident from since his birth actually in Brazil. He is currently in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, and as you all well know, although he is only a son of a cousin of Shidroch Jan, his mother, my eldest sister, Mahru Khanam Eghrari Vahdat, is beloved Iraj Jan, who as you all well know is a great servant of the faith. And I welcome you, Iraj Jan. Allah Abha.
Allah Abha, thank you so much, Iraj Jan.
My pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here with you and being interviewed by you on such a wonderful subject. It's important to let the friends know and the families that I asked you to have this in English, as my Persian is so weak, and I wouldn't like to jeopardize the thoughts and the words that I would like to refer to our dear relative and cousin Shidroch Khanom. So I feel that English will be much better.
Of course.
So here I am at Westbridge. Go on.
I would just first make some general comments. Please do.
And may I... Yeah. What I would say is I met Shidroch three times in my life, actually, for very brief moments. Twice in Iran and once in Brazil when she came to our country for the wedding ceremony of my sister, Aida. And this was in 1977. I had met her before in 74, and after this in 78, just before the revolution took place in Iran, when a group of Brazilian youth, we went to visit Iran. But what I would like to say is, although I haven't been well acquainted with Shidroch, what I could feel from her presence, her smile, the joy that always was there in her soul, was something very contagious. And whenever I can remember of Shidroch, I remember her, you know, smiling and laughing and being happy. And this is a very, very good way of having her in my mind, in my soul, and in my heart. Second, the conditions of her imprisonment and afterwards, the conditions of her martyrdom are setting an example to the whole Baha'i world, which is the meaning of service. Shidroch was not a member of the institutions, but she was offering her home for meetings, and irrespective of any pressure that would come from outside, from the outside world, she was always ready to serve. So she brings us this example of service, and this is what is intimately related to her being, and intimately related to the memory that she leaves for the world. So these are the two first brief comments that I would like to soul in my mind and my heart.
Yes. Over this to you. What do you think that we, her survivors, although relatives and not directly just children and siblings, not immediate family, but we survivors of these martyrs, what responsibility do we have? How should we interpret their sacrifice? How should we internalize it in our own lives? What do you think we should do now that they have given their lives in the path of our beliefs and their beliefs? What is our position? I'd like you to speak on that if you would.
I would say that we have a threesome responsibility. The first would be to pray for, although they are martyrs and they have a very special position, in the eyes of God, in the eyes of Baha'u'llah, still we have to pray for the progress of the souls. And this is our main responsibility towards them. The second one is within this prayer that we ask for their nurturing, the nurturing of their souls, is that they come to our help. And the third is, while asking for their help, is to go into action.
Yes.
Because they are not able to act anymore in this world, physically I mean. So they need us. And their greatest desire is to see the progress of the faith and the progress of humanity and the betterment of the conditions of humankind. And the only way they can do this, if we remember that Baha'u'llah says that the prophets and the holy souls of the past eras, they are longing to come back to this world just for a few moments, just to be able to, in this day, to offer their services for the progress of the cause. And Shidro has done this. I mean, her life was such an example. And she adds to her life this momentous action, which is the action of offering your own life in the path of God. But still, I'm sure that these precious souls at Shidro and so many other martyrs that gave up their lives in the path of our beloved faith, they are still willing to see more being done.
Yes.
Because they gave up their lives for this purpose, for the betterment of humanity, for the development of the cause, for the happiness of the world. And so they want to see this world happy, they want to see this world in peace and in tranquility and in harmony. They want to see this world developing towards its goal, which has been set up by God Himself.
Yes.
So we have to act.
Yes.
And the only act of service that is demanded from us nowadays is teaching. And teaching the faith means a multitude of actions. The first of them, for instance, nowadays is supporting the institute process. This is one of the ways of supporting teaching activities.
That's true.
The second way is helping our cluster to go from one status to the next one, from one phase to the other one, helping in the core activities of the plan, helping in children classes, helping in pre-youth activities, helping to offer a study circle, helping in holding devotional meetings in our own homes.
Yes.
And then, with these activities in action, then we have to seek for people who are seeking this cause and looking for this this good news. So we have to speak out to a meeting. What they are saying is, do the small is beautiful. You know, there's this this thought that runs around the world of small is beautiful.
Yes.
This is what Abdu'l-Bahá taught us. Each, when the process is triggered, then the whole thing goes on. So anyway, this is what Shidro is looking for.
Yeah.
And this is what the souls of your dear father, your dear mother, my dear father,
yes,
our ancestors who are now in the Abha kingdom. They're
yes,
looking for this. They're looking for action. They're looking for people who would do what they are inspiring and helping us to do. That's
but I remember that Dr. Jalal Eghrari and Shidrukh Jan, when they were youth and when they were Jalal Jan was a little older than Shidrukh, but we basically grew up next door to one another. Slightly different question. Imagine that you had Shidrukh right in front of you right now. She was again visiting Brazil, and this time she was in your home sitting there sipping Persian tea with you and Valeria Khanom, your darling wife. What conversation, what would you ask her, tell her? You know, what do you think she would ask you? Imagine for a minute that she's back on this earth physically. What would transpire between you?
I think she would say, don't lose a moment in teaching the faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing all of them would tell us.
Yeah. And what would you say?
I would keep silent because I know that she's pulling my ear.
John Mujan, John Merat, John.
Yeah, I would have a message to Manushit Merat and Mujan, and thanking them for the initiative of holding a development, a social development project in Brazil, in the memory of Shidro. And this is the best way of making eternal the memory of someone, which is through a development project. Abdul Baha always gave so much importance to these initiatives of having a project of service, an ongoing project which may take years, and the National Assembly of Brazil is just recently decided on which project it would request the support of the three of them in the memory of Shijo. So what I would say is that if all family members would offer their support to development projects, this would be something which would just revolutionize the whole world. Imagine the number of projects we could have, small projects. We're not talking about huge initiatives, you know, major initiatives, small projects here and there. So that's, here is my personal congratulations and thanks to the three of them for
grateful.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much.